Playing the Part. Written by Jen Tarano. Narrated by Nancy Peterson. 1. October 1882, New York City.
Forgive me, Miss Plum, but there's a gentleman outside demanding to speak with you. He claims to be your father.
Miss Lucetta Plum paused in the act of removing her stage makeup and turned, finding Mr. Scuckman, an intimidating gentleman she employed to manage her overzealous admirers, standing in the doorway of her dressing room.
How fascinating, Mr. Scuckman, especially considering my father died years ago.
Mr. Scuckman arched a single dark brow her way.
Fascinating indeed.
With that, he withdrew, pulling the door firmly shut behind him. Seconds later, the sound of what was surely some type of a scuffle drifted into the dressing room.
"This is an outrage," a man bellowed. "I demand you unhand me at once, sir."
Recognition of the voice was immediate. Rising ever so slowly from a vanity stool upholstered in red velvet, Lucetta navigated her way across the cluttered dressing room. Stepping over a pair of high-heeled shoes she'd slipped off her feet the moment after she'd taken her last curtsy, she drew in a steadying breath and yanked open the door. Exasperation mixed with a large dollop of annoyance coursed through her when her gaze settled on the gentleman Mr. Scuckman was now muscling down the narrow hallway. Knowing there would be little benefit of putting off what was certain to be a most disagreeable meeting, Lucetta lifted her chin.
"You may release him, Mr. Scuckman."
Mr. Scuckman stopped in his tracks, glanced over his shoulder, and let out a grunt that sounded exactly how it had been intended to sound. Menacing. Lucetta barely batted an eye. While she'd hired Mr. Scuckman because of his frightening demeanor and ability to make grown men shake in their boots, she was well aware there was a charming man behind the menace, a man who possessed an endearingly tender heart. That man enjoyed reading poems of a slightly romantic nature and reciting those poems out loud in a soft yet dramatic tone of voice when he thought no one was listening.
"Forgive me, Miss Plum, but I don't think it would benefit you in the least for me to release this particular man," Mr. Scuckman argued. "He's obviously a most unpleasant sort, and I know you have little to no tolerance for unpleasant gentlemen."
"He is indeed unpleasant, Mr. Scuckman, but..."
"I'm your father!" the man yelled.
"You are not my father."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?